a lawyer stood up and tempted Jesus, saying, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answering him said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and likewise a Levite. They came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, bound up his wounds, poured in oil and wine, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever you spend more, when I come again, I will repay you.'" Many of us want to help, but we wait for more resources. Till we are better prepared, we say. As soon as we get that promotion, as soon as we graduate, as soon as we get our act together, we say. Maybe then we can do something heroic. But heroes are simply those who maximize their current resources for a cause outside of themselves. Don't forget that it was a homeless man who once died to save the world. God's greatest power is not resident in our wealth and wisdom. It is visible only when His power is fully displayed. And His power can only be displayed when ours is not. To the church at Corinth, Paul remembered what God had once said to him as he prayed against that thorn in his side. Paul says, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this thorn in my side, that it should be taken away. But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" If you has experienced a devastating blast in your life, if the enemy, the terrorist of our soul, if he has detonated a deadly bomb in your life, it has affected you and your family, and all around, all you can see is carnage and suffering, bleeding and brokenness. I want to tell you about a man that can come into your life like he did in the days of Israel. Let me speak to you straight from the Word. This man is named Jesus. And let me tell you what He has done in the life of others who were broken, who were mangled, who were halted and maimed. He went about all of Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And His fame went far and wide. People everywhere heard about His good deed, and they brought unto Him all sick people that was taken with various diseases and torments, and those who were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and He healed them. He was homeless, but He was not helpless. His name is Jesus, and He will rush right into your life that's been blasted away by the enemy, and there He will stop the bleeding. He will bind up the wound. He will comfort you. All If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.